Hey everybody, Sean, Pete, Steve, and Charles here outside of Hollywood and Vine. You heard right, we are going to do a review of Hollywood and Vine. Dude, it's been a while since we've been here and we trashed this place so much. It's time to come back and check it out and see if it's still as crappy as it was the last time I was here. Let's find out. All right, so we have had our dinner at Hollywood and Vine. The theme, because of when we're recording this, was
Halloween.
Halloween, what was it called?
Minnie's
Halloween Dine.
Yep. Yeah.
I think it was called. So let's start out with the good. Number one, the food this time was edible, at least what I had. But what they're doing is they're putting lots of sweet sauces on everything. So, like, they had a pork loin that was in a very sweet barbecue sauce. They had meatballs that were in a sweet and sour sauce. Things like that. So, and it was actually, obviously not on my diet, but it was very good. Not very good. It was good. But you guys had some stuff that you weren't as happy with.
I don't like sweet food, so any of the stuff that you found palatable, I did not. I mean, the one thing, the roast beef was all right, the carved roast beef, it was medium rare, it wasn't too bad. Everything else, I really didn't enjoy, and I am not a character person, so this isn't my kind of scene anyway, so I kind of had to focus on the food. I don't get the benefits of the character interaction. So for somebody like me, this is a no-go. If you're not going to see the characters, I wouldn't recommend this at all.
I didn't like the roast beef, and I didn't like the meatballs. I know you did like the meatballs. But there were some things that I thought were, beyond edible, just that I liked. I liked I liked the mac and cheese, you know me. But I think it was actually particularly good mac and cheese. I liked the salmon, I thought was good. And so I think if you pick and choose the right things, you can enjoy a meal with your family here. It's not certainly at the top of the charts.
Nothing gourmet going on here.
Yeah, there are better character meals. I think there's a lot better choices at Hollywood Studios, but I don't think the impression that I got from this place from past reviews that other people have done was that it was like completely horrible. I think it was like slightly above completely horrible.
Okay, what about you, Sean?
I didn't think it was bad. I 100% agree with Charles, regardless of me thinking the food was pretty good. If you're not here for characters, don't come. Like, that's really it. It is not worth it. If they got rid of the characters, like, shut the place down. But, because it's not, and the food wasn't bad, but if I were coming here, it's only for characters, period.
It could be so much better. But the characters, the cast members in general, mm-hmm. the characters in particular, were amazing. And not just with us. Mm-hmm. I mean, they interacted with us as a table of adults, of adult men. But then I was watching, right across from us was a table with a toddler. And watching the characters get down on the ground and just, you know, they have to communicate in movements. Their movements stop being so animated and very calm to not scare the kids. I just watch how gentle and soft they got. It was really, really cool. Their interaction was amazing. Some of the best character experiences I've had in a long, long time. Plus the Halloween theme and everything. Still, we're talking $52 a person for dinner for adults. 35, we believe it is. 39 for children, ages 3 to 9. That's a big bill.
My perspective of how I was looking at it, because of being a travel agent with dreams, I more so looked at it as, is this worth a dining credit, is a bigger issue, and that's a big question I get a lot of the time. It's not worth your money as far as $52 or even $39, but I do think it's worth a dining credit, just because even for kids, you know, the sit down credit for the day is going to be about $25, so they're already well over the daily limit for children, and or the, you know, to get your money's worth, quote unquote. For adults, that's $52, and you know, that's well over halfway to your goal to like
about three quarters of the way.
Yeah, so you're almost done entirely. If you are paying out of pocket, I'd go next door to 50's Prime Time. So because I think that's the best use for your money, and as far as savings and good food in Hollywood Studios. But if you have kids and you're like, we're doing studios and we want to meet some characters, this is the right place to go.
And, you know, like I said, the last time I was here, inedible. The food was inedible. It was so terrible. So this is a big improvement from that. Is this someplace I'm going to go out of my way to come back to? Not in a million years. But if I'm here with family and the kids are here, absolutely I would do this with the kids. I really made a point of going into this with that perspective in mind, because that's the feedback we get from a lot of people, is that, yeah, we understand, but, you know, our kids love it, and that's why we're doing it. And, of course, I've said you should not have to trade off good food mm-hmm. for a good experience for your kids. You should get them both, especially at $50+ a person. But mm-hmm. This is definitely, they've made improvements. Like everybody said, this by no means is this any kind of gourmet experience, and you'll get better food next door at Mama Melrose. Or 50's Prime Time. Or Mama Melrose, for that matter.
Yeah, Mama Melrose was a good time.
So there are better places to eat. But in terms of character experiences, this was pretty cool. This was pretty cool. So, mm-hmm. all right, Steve, scale of 1 to 10.
Ooh, I was expecting it to be like a 3 out of 10, and I'll give it a 4.5.
Okay. Charles?
I'll go around 6.5, even though I thought the food was terrible, and I didn't have it before, so there's no improvement label for me. The character interaction, they gave a lot of time, they were really great, so if you were coming for those purposes, I could easily see that's a huge draw. So instead of the 3 that I'd like to give it, it's 6.5, 7.
Okay. I have to do 2 separate ones, just because, like, the agent side of it. If you're using a dining credit, this for me is going to be an 8 or a 9. If you're in Hollywood Studios, there's no better use of one credit money wise As far as just regular, if I had to pay out of pocket, I'd say a 5. I thought the character interaction was amazing. The food was okay, but the price is way too much. So,
yeah, I'm struggling here, because if I was going on the food, it would be a 4. If I was going on the characters, it would be a 9.
Yeah.
So I'm going to split the difference and say 6.5, which, honestly, considering how I felt about this place and the reputation this place has, 6.5 is pretty much a 4-star review, given what we've said about it in the past. Like I said, I'm not going to be going out of my way anytime soon to come to Hollywood and Vine, but if this is a place you have to go because your kids want to see the characters, mm-hmm. You're all right. You're all right. Just be judicious with the food. Like I said, some things are really good, some things were really not. I do want to mention the short ribs. They were the worst short ribs I've ever tasted. Short ribs are supposed to fall apart when you put a fork to them. This one needed, like, a chainsaw. Huh. And I also want to say, the guy that was back there doing the carving station, I think I said at the table he had the personality of Jeffrey Dahmer. There's not a smile, nothing, just carving it, throwing it on your plate. I'm like, okay, I realize, you're working in the Hollywood and Vine, you've fallen pretty low. Try and make it a little more magical.
Yeah. I will say I did like the attempts at the kinds of food. They didn't put out cheap food, quote unquote, per se.
Yeah, they did.
Compared to some other places, because they did have, like, all you can eat peel and eat shrimp. They had mussels. They had.
Right, why don't they eat seafood?
Right,
so.
They did have mussels. They had lobster mac and cheese, because they very easily could have just thrown regular mac and cheese up there, the most basic of, you know, whatever on the thing, and they really did at least attempt to do, like, salmon and a couple other things that would have been more expensive.
Any place covers their food with that much sauce, they're hiding something. They're hiding the fact that the quality of the food isn't that good. But then again, you know what? It's a character meal. There are better character meals on property, but I will say, the cast members, not just with us, we watched it with multiple tables. The interaction was absolutely first rate. Some of the best I've seen.
That's where most of my 4.5 points come from.
Yeah, you're really harsh. I'm giving it a 6.5.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really, if it weren't for the characters and the cast members, it would probably be a 2.5 or 3. So. Yeah.
Nah, that's a little low. But
I mean, the food's not enough to get you to come. And that's, so you can't give the, but you can't give the food, they have, points if they won't
and,
come for
and
the food.
And I know, so. I know they're watching, so that's my suggestion. You've made improvements with the food.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
Keep it going. You know, even if you have to charge another $5 or $6 a head to really bring that quality up, your food is your weak spot, and you're a restaurant, so that's not saying a lot. So that's really, if I had to say to this restaurant, you're on the right track, up your game. All right, that's going to do it for our review of Minnie's Halloween Dine at Hollywood and Vine. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week with another episode of the Disney Dining Show. Have a great week, everybody.